following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 24 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast about the Blizzard game Hearthstone, where we sit back, relax, kick up our heels in a nice casual mode, and play this game. Why, hello, Autumn's Bane.
Ramash drank the tainted blood of Manaroth, dooming the orcs to green skin and red eyes. Maybe not his best decision.
Something like you're reading like a prophecy or a fortune cookie every time you do one of these.
Well, maybe.
That's your flavor. That would be the flavor of the week.
Flavor of the week. That's my card of the week.
Okay, well, it's flavor tech. What's the card?
That would be Grommash Hellscream. On earlier cards, Grom Hellscream. He is a legendary warrior only, 8 mana cost, 4/9 minion with charge, and enrage plus 6 attack.
And I notice he dies very quickly too, believe it or not.
Only because people want him dead very quickly.
Well, part of the problem is that it takes a while to get him out, so by the time you've got him out, your opponents usually have a nice little force built up as well. And he's the focus of that force.
Yeah, but sometimes you could take out a couple of those guys, make yourself even more powerful, and then win the following turn.
This is true.
I have good luck with him, but a lot of people do try to beat him down quick. But unless you really weaken him, he's not going to go anywhere too fast. After all, he is a 9 health.
But that is true.
He has become a wild orc, a sheep, a frog, and lots of things during the course of my playing him.
A wild orc.
Well, an orc. You know, a wild, crazy, and raging orc.
Oh, yes.
Or a
screaming
frog.
Screaming as he goes in, yes.
Or sheep.
Or sheep. So we have a lot of news this week.
We do.
Yes.
News.
Big news of the week is that the Blizzard team rolled out the iPad.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't roll out the iPad. They rolled out Hearthstone on the iPad.
Well, I got home from work one day, and I don't even remember what I was doing. I managed to go to the Blizzard main page or whatever, and I see this thing about the iPad. Or maybe I saw it in Twitter. Anyway, I downloaded it right away, and I played for like an hour, and then I went to do an iTunes review, and of course the reviews take 24 hours to take place, and the next day when I looked, I was the 9th person to review the Hearthstone for the iPad app. So that was pretty exciting that I got to do that. But more exciting,
no, what if I had written a review, it would have been all mopey and weepy and cryy.
Yes, I know. Because I'm excited and you're not.
Right. And why am I not excited? I have an iPad, but why am I not excited?
Well, you know, this is available for the iPad 2 and the Air and the Mini and just about every iPad.
Third generation, fourth generation, Mini, iPad Mini, Retina display.
One.
Just one that it is not available on, and that's the original iPad.
iPad
so
1.
And
right. You have iPad 1.
So I downloaded it. It allowed me to download it. It showed me the opening screen, and then it says, not available for... I stole yours.
iPad 1 is iPad lost. So to all of you folks out there who have been waiting for this and only have an iPad 1, sorry.
Now I'm waiting for my Galaxy tablet, because then I'll be able to play on it. I stole your iPad anyway,
Android.
So that I can get a, yeah. I got my Prezi anyway. But go ahead now. Go ahead.
Right. But we just want to make it clear that the Galaxy uses Android technology. And that's
correct.
Coming soon, TM.
So go on. Because I cut you off, as I always do.
So, the game plays very smoothly. It's very intuitive. And it's smooth. It's not like some dumbed-down version of the PC game. You actually, you slide your finger just like you would on an iPad. You tap things, and there's none of this, well, what do I do, and how do I do this different? It's just intuitive and smooth and beautiful. The artwork is not diminished. The sounds are not diminished. It's just beautiful all around. And after you play your first game, win or lose, and anybody who follows us on Twitter saw my screenshot, you get this big screen, sort of like when you got the pony. It says iPack. So they give you a pack of cards just for playing on the iPad. So as Black Lace said, she borrowed my iPad so that she could play on her account and get a free pack.
Yep. So I was excited for quite a while until I actually tried to play it. And it's probably better.
Yeah, but warning to people who want to play in environments that are not 100% on the Wi-Fi. I had no trouble playing at home on the iPad, ranked or casual, but I decided to take my iPad to work. I work in a very large, to say the least, famous
building.
Hospital, and the hospital has Wi-Fi, and there I am playing ranked. And I played a couple of games, and the first couple of games I played on the iPad, I won. That was exciting, and one of them was a priest in casual. Then I went into ranked, and there was another priest. I said, let me play him, and I lost. But I played a few games during lunch one day. I'm like, this is great. I could play during lunch and get more games in. And then all of a sudden, I'm not moving. I'm timed out. So I go back. I check the Wi-Fi. I reset the connection. Back and forth, the game is still going, or seems to be, but everything looks the same. And then I finally get back to the point where like three turns have passed. I'm really low on life. My opponent has four times as many minions as it had earlier. And like two turns later, I'm dead because I just couldn't come back from that. So if you've got unreliable Wi-Fi, it's probably not a good idea to play ranked. Casual, on the other hand, feel free, because if you lose that, it doesn't hurt you.
But no card back for that one. So far, I still have the basic card back. They haven't given us the card back for ranked play yet.
No,
my
but it's 9 days
has not
until
been going very well.
9 days until April resets, correct?
Correct. So I have another announcement to make. This is called a fireside chat.
Hearthstone, what is a fireside chat?
Hearthstone is introducing Fireside Gatherings. They are basically, there's a card back that can be obtained. Basically, it's a bunch of people getting together, trying to do a trade strategy, showing off decks, hosting mini tournaments, event sizes from 5 to 10 people in a small group, and 100 plus for huge gatherings. There are several rules for this. Need to be at least 3 people, including yourself, must be logged into the Hearthstone at the same subnet. Each match must be played against a player that is playing on the same subnet. That kind of is redundant. The matches can be played against your friends or using the player near me feature, as long as the above 2 criteria are met. So you have to be on the same subnet server in order to do this. So this is going to also give you fireside card backs. They will be available starting on Saturday, April 26th. That's this coming Saturday, for a limited time. They did not announce yet when that will expire, because they're still planning this. To find the official Hearthstone get-together in your area, there's a Fireside Gathering website to go to help you try to find people in your area. Let's see.
So Blizzard wants you to actually go out and meet real people face-to-face to play something
on
the internet.
Correct. So it's actually at us.battle.net /Hearthstone/EN/Fireside-Gatherings/. And that will give you basically the ability to download something to host your event guide, and then also Fireside Gatherings event posters, download color templates and black and white templates. So it's fun, interesting stuff. I just lost the original page I was on.
Oops.
So let me get back to where I was. Sadly, I don't think I'm going to be doing this. We shall see. But it just seemed very interesting. When you're ready to share your event with the world after it's over, you can basically go to another site, Liquid Hearth. Liquid Hearth's event listing can be used to promote your event. Okay, it's not when it's only done. Promote your event and other Hearthstone players in your community to play with. So Liquid Hearth is actually a different website entirely. It's www.liquidhearth.com/gatherings, and it will give you a listing of dates and times of Fireside Gatherings, and the states or areas that they're going to be.
It's probably not one near us.
There's a Starbucks in Wichita. There's a 7 Mile Cafe in Denton, Texas. So there's a ability to search there. So that can get you in if you don't think you can do it. Good luck to everybody who tries. I think that's a pretty fun thing that they're trying to promote.
And they get a cool card back for doing it.
They
right?
do. They get the Fireside card back. As I said, that's available April 26th, and they have not yet listed when they're going to be stopping that. It's going to be a limited card back.
I saw it. It's a good-looking card back.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We might be tempted to drive 30 miles to try to find a place or more just to get the card back.
It could be fun, but I don't think there's any in our particular area. We're kind of rural.
Far away.
Yes.
So?
So, am I to go on, or did you have something to interject?
Were you finished talking about that particular subject?
This subject has ended.
Okay, so let's talk about the poster contest. I thought this was pretty cool. Unfortunately, I can't draw worth a damn. You know, when I was in elementary school, I used to sell my drawings for pennies back when a penny actually meant something. Or toys. People would give me, like, little rabbits and dogs and cats and farm animals for my artwork. It was really top of the line for my class. Everybody loved my art. Unfortunately, my artwork has not progressed past that second grade level. so I will not be entering this contest. But for those of you who are skilled, ready your paintbrushes and sharpen those pencils, Blizzard says, because you're going to have a contest.
Digitally is what they say.
Yeah.
They are ready your paintbrushes and sharpen those pencils digitally.
Okay. Digitally, of course. So basically, it's a contest to promote the iPad version of Hearthstone. And the contest runs from April 17th to May 15th. And I guess they're going to put it on Facebook. And the top three posters, the ones with the most likes on Facebook, will be given an iPad Air on which they could play Hearthstone.
Nice. Now, they did say that it needs to be at least 1024 by 768, no bigger than 5 megabytes.
Right, and you can find all the other details at the site if you're interested. You could find it from the news page.
Yep, that's pretty cool for the artists out there.
Yeah, if you're really good at art, here's a cool way to try to win yourself a cool iPad Air and get famous.
Yeah. A lot of people who became Blizzard employees started out by doing different things. I mean, artwork can be a portal, so to speak.
And
a Blizzard portal.
You know, we mentioned WoW stuff from time to time. The guy who took Greg Street, otherwise known as Ghostcrawler's place, Celestalon, actually wrote one of those theory crafting sites, applications called Roar, that was really big a few years ago. And I guess they thought it was so good and he was so talented, they hired him. So he's been working there for at least 3 years now. And now he's like lead systems developer. So yeah, Blizzard does it all the time. They take people from the community and hire them. So maybe one of these people can be on the art team someday.
Yep. Always openings. Not openings, but, you know, ideas that can open doorways. I've seen some of the artwork people have done. I'm amazed that they call themselves amateurs. Okay, basically, sorry about that. A little pause there. We have something else we wanted to announce, something that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, a few weeks back, people in the chat room were talking about us doing a tournament. And unfortunately, there aren't a lot of ways that you could run a small tournament and give prizes like you could if it was a Blizzard event. You could get like an in-game pet or whatever and give somebody a code, but they don't really allow you to share such things. I couldn't send somebody a card or gold short of sending them cash, which we're not doing. But just a fun casual tournament. Some people seem to be interested, so if you would be interested in being part of a tournament of a small group of listeners to our podcast, simply write us at the email address that we give at the end of every show, and let us know if you're interested and perhaps what days and times are good for you. And you know, depending on how many people are interested, based on the time available, Black Lace and I can moderate it. We have ideas and ways of doing it. May involve you friending the person you're playing, of course, at least temporarily.
Please include what time zone you live in. That's also going to be very important.
And so we'll end up collecting battle tag IDs or whatever they're calling them these days to help facilitate. And we'll set up the ladder and we'll get together and we'll all have some fun. And, you know, if we're a few short, then maybe Black Lace and I will be forced to enter the tournament as well. But we're going to try and stay moderators for now. And, you know, we'll see. I think that the least number of people we need is 8 to make a decent show of it. But
I was reading in the chat room, so I did miss one part of this. Did you mention the prize?
Nope, I did not mention the prize.
I might want to mention the prize. I would love to do that. I'm honored to mention the prize. Anybody who joins the tournament, the winner of the tournament, we will speak with you privately, personally. Talk to you about maybe being on the show, and if you want to be on the show, we're going to have the winner of the tournament on the show as an interview.
Unless they're shy, or, you know, they have a horrible voice, or they're
they have a horrible voice.
Well, you know, what if somebody plays who's mute? How are you going to be on the show if you're mute?
Okay, fine.
Tell me that.
Fine.
Okay. Anyway. If the winner chooses to be, we will invite them onto the show as a guest and have them talk along with us.
Use a webcam and broadcast it.
No webcams here.
Okay, so yeah, that's the ultimate thing that we can give is a spot on our show. Unfortunately, it's really hard to give prizes out for Hearthstone because we can't really give away packs. We have no access to do so. Blizzard's kind of tight about things like that right now. So we're still working on getting interviews. So that's our big news, is that we're going to put on the tourney. Please, please, please. Again, I will announce at the end of the show, but send it to our email, which is awohearthstone@gmail.com. Your battle tag, your availability, and what you think of the idea of being on our show. And now we have a letter. You have the letter?
I can have the letter in a jiffy.
I have the letter already.
Do you want
I don't know
to?
What we want to read the whole thing because it's very, very long. It is from a listener, Shaded. He's written us in the past.
Yeah, there's a section of the letter that I thought would be good to read.
He got very excited because our champion of the week is going to be the warrior.
You mean the hero of the week? Now they're champions?
Yeah.
Heroes aren't good enough? have to be champions?
They are champions. Think about that. Think about it. It fits every one of them except Garrosh because he's a duck, but we won't talk about him. I just finished the book too, so I'm like really mad at Garrosh. If I didn't like the Horde before, I certainly don't like it now.
Well, don't say that to our writer. Shaded starts.
Sorry, Shaded.
He titles the letter with Loktar. So, clearly a Horde player. But do you want to read or should I?
You go for it.
Okay. So he says, greetings once more. I warn you I'd be back when you guys decided to do your warrior show. So here I am to make good on that threat. See, Horde, always threatening. While I was thinking over the reasons I like the warrior so much, the thought I kept coming back to was just how much impact I feel whenever I play warrior. Let me elaborate on that point a bit. The reason we're reading this is I kind of feel the same way, so he puts it well, so I'm going to continue reading. There's plenty of other classes in the game that use weapons, that use the enrage mechanic, that benefit from damaging themselves a little for a long-term game, but no other class can pull it off the way the warrior can. Their weapons are the biggest and the baddest, and their minions can go from zero to scary in the drop of a whirlwind. Blizzard did a very...
I like that, by the way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Nice turn of phrase.
Yep.
Blizzard did a pretty awesome job of making the big bad dudes in WoW really keep their big bad feeling and feel in Hearthstone. Even when I play Druid, I never feel as personally involved in the struggle as I do here, leveraging my own life and weapon, used to take out enemies, enemy minions directly, and beat a path for my own to wreck face. With the backup of a great hero power that keeps you going into the late game and synergizes fantastically with a hands-on playstyle, once you get going, it can be hard to stop you. Also, maybe it's just the years of playing Horde in me, but I love the way Garrosh bellows, Loktar Ogar! And with every brutal attack. So I'm not going to go into the rest of his letter. He pretty much just talks about his decks, but he did send us a deck, and Shaded, if you're listening, and I think you are, my very first couple of warrior decks were very much similar to the deck you sent, but I got away from the damaging my minions to pump them up for the most part, and you know, when we get to the specific cards, which we will be getting to eventually, I'll talk about the ones that I like and the ones I had trouble with and why I had trouble with them. But we appreciate your letter, and thank you
and
once
I did
again
use the
for
deck.
Writing. Did you?
I did use that. Yes, I did. I have his as my main deck for my exploration of the warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And he had better luck with it. I think he was in the neighborhood of... he actually designed the deck specifically for us because I had made the comment about how slow and long the Druid deck was. So he said he had made the deck for us, and it's basically currently in the neighborhood of 11-3, 11 wins, 3 losses. I had a bad week, and it wasn't only with the Warrior. I just had a really bad week with Hearthstone. My Warrior actually lifted me up a little bit more because... my Druid just was sucking face this week.
Yeah, it was a very odd week. Maybe it's because there's only, you know, like 2 weeks left of the season or less, but I found that when I went into casual mode, and for the past few months, I've been having a hard time in casual mode. I think I mentioned it on the last episode, or the one before that, that casual was kicking my butt and I was going into ranked. But in casual mode, with my warrior, I was winning time and time again. I probably had an 85 to 90% win rate with my warrior in casual mode. And just win, win, win. And of course, you don't get anything winning with the warrior in casual mode unless you've got the quest for it. Which, ironically, I never got a warrior quest all week. But when I went into ranked, it was just a bad scene. I managed to rank my way up to 17 with, what did we do last week? The Druid?
Yes.
Yeah, so I worked my way up to 17 with the Druid, surpassing the Mage from the week before. And then I started playing the Warrior, and I just started getting, you know, I'd win one, lose two. Win one, lose three. I have 3 total wins in ranked with my warrior, and it knocked me down to the bottom of ranked, and I said, well, I don't want to go below 18, so I'm just going to go back to casual. But it's just total reversal. This game, you know, you change a deck, or you just move from week to week. The changing of the meta, it's hard to keep up with. One week you might have a great time, the next week not. You switch a deck, suddenly your luck turns around. And you traditionally have been doing better than me, but like the past couple of weeks, you haven't.
No, I've had some hard times. I was playing yesterday my Druid, my Druid deck had been really kicking butt. It had been a couple of weeks ago, it was unbeatable. I lost almost 8 straight games yesterday, and I was like ready to punch out my computer. I just could not win. Of course, whenever a priest would show up, I would concede. So if any priests are listening and saw me concede to you, I give you thumbs up. Because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, Black Blaze gets very scary when she loses 8 games in a row. The swearing just gets louder and louder.
Hey.
The dogs run into my room because they're afraid
cowering
of her. The cats
have their backs
running down
arched
the stairs.
And their tails bottled, and the fish jump out of their tanks.
No.
The birds start plucking their feathers. No.
Now you're just exaggerating. But I was serious about the dogs and the cats.
Okay, so we are going to review the warrior. And it starts with a 0 casting cost inner rage, which is deal 1 damage to a minion and give it a +2 attack. Now, you said you got away from that sort of thing.
Wait a second. Are you starting already?
I did. I started right away.
Boy, you don't waste any time, do you?
Uh-uh. Well, we just like transitioned right into it. Boom, there we are.
Hold on. Let me get to my warrior section. All right. So you started talking.
Go to the program.
You hit me so suddenly with it like a warrior who's lost 8 games. Oh, wait.
Ooh.
So, inner rage. Deal 1 damage to a minion.
Talk about inner rage.
Give it plus
yes.
2 attack. So, yeah, I did get away from this, and it is a good strategy, and it was fun, but...
You don't have that card in your deck?
No, because I'm not playing with that stratagem. I'm using other ways to play. So, as we discussed with other classes, there are different ways to win. And if you do play the version of the warrior that plays minions that get more powerful when you damage them, then this is probably a pretty good card. I don't use it now. I think I used it before.
So many synergies!
Yeah, lots of synergies for that type of deck. But I wanted to talk about a synergy before we actually...
Oh, you wanted to talk about Bane's combo.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'll wait until we come to the card, and we'll do it then.
All right. Since we're mentioning synergies, I'm not going to say the other cards because we're going to go into them. But like, deal 1 damage to give a minion and give it +2 attack. There's a card that gets an enrage that gets a whirlwind as well as additional power. So if you hit it with 1 damage and do that, it's now got its whirlwind activated. And then if you use that on that while you have another card out, you might have a card that gets more powerful just by using that one. They're beautiful combos for this. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the warrior was a very well-designed class, and I've seen it do well, and I've seen it do poorly, but it is, you know, as Shaded said, it's really a fun class to play, and, I've been beat down fast and hard by warriors, and then other times the warrior has its weaknesses. I keep running into mages, and I just don't do well against mages because they keep freezing me, and then I can't use my weapons. So if I don't have the minions or the spells to take out those stupid freezing things, I've had mages tie me up the entire game, freeze me, and you can't strike a weapon blow when you're frozen.
Right.
So it's it's a very vulnerable deck to
it's also
to crowd
vulnerable
control, so
yes.
to speak.
Not only that, I also found it vulnerable to decks that have multiple minions hitting you at once. When somebody has three or four minions out there, you're suddenly at a little bit of a disadvantage. So one card that isn't in this deck that might be fun would be Brawl.
Yeah, well, we didn't get to Brawl yet.
Yeah, but it's not in the deck Shaded actually sent me, but I might swap out a card and put Brawl in there to get some sort of crowd control.
Well, I think the idea is when you have those, when your opponent has a bunch of minions, they're attacking your creatures that get stronger when you damage them. But also, let's talk about those minions when we get to them. The next card, Shield Slam, which is an epic and only costs one, deal one damage to a minion for each armor you have. And I haven't been playing with that, but I think I may add that just to see how it does, because I had a warrior use it against me a couple of weeks ago. I just remembered. And he had used what's the name of that card? The one with the shields. Hold on, I have
the
to
one that
out.
Gives you +5 to your shield?
Yeah, I have to get out of crafting mode here so I could see it. Man, where did it go? It vanished from my... here we go. Shield Block. Gain 5 armor and draw a card. So you cast Shield Block twice.
Give 10 armor.
10 armor. And then had a couple of, shots of 2 from his hero power. And then slammed me for like 20 damage just from his... Well, maybe it wasn't 20, but like 10 or 12 damage from that spell, so...
Well, that's to a minion, though. Did he hit you with it, or he has to hit your minion with it? It's deal 1 damage to a minion for each armor
you
have.
So that was it. He hurt my minion bad. It was a tough minion, and he just wiped it out.
Ah. That's the only card in the warrior set that I do not have.
Yeah, so we passed over Execute. Execute is a must to have at least one in your deck. 2 is probably good, but at least one in your deck. Destroy a damaged enemy minion. It's one of the few ways that you can directly remove minions with this hero class. So I happen to use 2 of them in my deck, but do you use them?
That's not in my deck. Again, I have not tweaked his deck at all. So I might tweak it to put some execute in as well.
Yeah.
Because as I said, my biggest problem was when too many minions were out on the other side, I just didn't have the power quick enough to get rid of them. And that could do it.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is hurt it a little, and then you can destroy it. And there's lots of ways you could hurt it a little. No, take Whirlwind, for example, which does 1 damage to all minions for just 1 mana. That's one way.
Yep, that is. So you just talked about Whirlwind, but... Mm-hmm. All right, we also have Upgrade.
Well, those are 1 casting cost. We were still in the ones.
Yep, Upgrade is also a 1 casting cost card. If you have a weapon, you give it a +1/+1. Otherwise, you equip a +1/+3 weapon. I only use it really to do the +1/+1 part. I don't use it to equip. I have other cards that are more powerful equips, and then I have cards that work off of my equipped weapon depending on their power to either call them out or gives them more power. So I don't tend to use a +1/+3.
Well, I used to use Upgrade in my previous warrior decks. I don't now, but it's beneficial at the very beginning of the game. Not a lot of things you can cast that actually give you good utility with just 1 casting cost. So on turn 1, you've got no coin, you play Upgrade, and you can do 1 damage over the next 3 turns. So, the 1/3 weapon is really not that bad an ability early game. And then mid to late game, you use it to give the extra +1/+1 to your existing weapons.
Yeah, I see that. The cards that I actually use with that more would rather not use that card because of our Uneven Warrior cards. They're trying to think of who she is. There's the Raging Worgen, and what is her name? Is she the Cruel Taskmaster?
Are you talking about the one that gives you a weapon?
No, she gets more powerful for the weapon you have out. Give me 1 second. I will find her.
But what is it that...
The Bloodsail Raider. Okay. Her battle cry is gain the attack equal to the attack of your weapon. Well, I don't really want her just to get a plus one.
Right.
Which is why I don't use that. I want my weapon to be a little bit more kick-ass.
Right, but what I'm saying is, turn one, you've got nothing to cast. If you have this in your hand, you cast it. That buys you
true
some
enough.
Time. You can knock out your opponent's 1-1 creatures that they've just put out. And then if you get another weapon, you don't have to wait for this one to deplete. You can just replace it.
True enough.
So, but you're right, the Bloodsail, whatever her name is, the Bloodsail Buccaneer, I think
Bloodsail Raider.
Bloodsail Raider. I use them all the time. I think to have a weapon in your hand as a warrior, in your deck rather, and not have her in your deck is just missing something, because it's a 2/3 creature. And the other day I called out Gorehowl, which is a 7/1, and she became a 9/3 creature minion. So,
now,
yeah.
In another deck that I have for my warrior, I have the other card that works off of that. It's a 4 casting cost, is the Dread Corsair. He's a 3/3 creature. He's a neutral card. And again, now he costs 1 less for the attack of your weapon. So if you have a Fiery War Axe, you can call him out very, very quickly. He's a 4, the Fiery War Axe is a 3, you can call him out with a 1. So that is also, I don't have it again in this deck, but I have it in my main warrior deck so that I can get him out for 0 sometimes. I've actually cast 2 of him in 1 turn at 0 mana. That is a good feeling.
Thanks.
Which moves us on to the 2 casting cost cards. Fiery War Axe, again, is a 3/2. Nothing special about it except that it's 3 attacks for 2 turns.
Yeah, that's pretty nice to give 6 damage over the course of 2 turns. That's, to be able to hit for 3 damage or to take out just about any minion on turn 2 is pretty nice. So I have 2 of these in my deck.
Yes, I believe I do too. I do. In this deck as well.
Battle Rage is next.
Yes, Battle Rage
draw
is next.
Draw a card for each damaged friendly character. I don't play that.
Neither do I.
I probably would play it if it was the pre-nerfed version, which was draw a card for each damaged character. You may recall in early alpha that warriors were getting the upper hand because, they cast Whirlwind and suddenly there'd be 8 damaged minions on the board and poof, 8 cards. So it was very powerful, and now I just don't.
Yeah,
it's
kind
like
of
it.
A friendly character. But then again, if you're damaging your own characters, no, it's not in my deck, but I have the type of deck where I want to damage my own characters to make them more powerful. Now I can throw out that card because I've given them, 1 point damage here, 1 point of damage there. I get extra cards for it.
Let me ask you a question. When you're playing your warrior, how many minions do you have out at one time, generally speaking?
This deck, I actually have 3 to 4.
Okay. And are they all damaged most of the time?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So then, I can see that being useful in that particular deck.
Yeah, because, again, I use the
My
rage.
Minions don't tend to last long. They get killed pretty quickly, so maybe I have 2 or 3 out, and if they're damaged, that's probably because they're dead. So that's why I don't like it, I don't see my minions get damaged all that much.
Again, I don't have this card there. I'm not using it. Just like in the mage deck, I won't use the card that allows you to just draw 2 cards for 2 mana.
Right, so it's got to be
worth
it.
It's a little bit of a waste, and it is risky, because if your characters are dying quickly, you may never need to use this card. You may never be able to.
Well, there are a lot of good 2 casting costs cards in this warrior deck.
Oh, yes.
The Fiery War Axe that we just mentioned. Cleave is one of the best spells in this hero class. 2 mana, deal 2 damage to 2 random enemy minions. You know, a mage casts a mirror image. You get those 2-0 to mirror images out there with taunt. Cast a cleave. They're gone.
Similar to a druid spell that we have too. I mean, not druid, the shaman spell. One of the lightning spells does that as well. But you don't have overload.
No. So the next is Commanding Shout, which is rare. And I've seen people use this to a few times, but I've never actually played with it myself. Your minions cannot be reduced below 1 health this turn and draw a card. So I can see it being useful depending on the deck you're playing, but I'm not. How about you?
Nope, not in my decks.
And the next card I keep 2 of in my deck because this is a pretty awesome card. Heroic Strike, 2 casting costs. Give your hero +4 attack this turn. So if you have no weapons equipped, you can attack for 4. If you have a weapon attack equipped, then you do 4 in addition to the weapon. I made good use of it early and end game. Anytime you have it, it's good to have this card. Do you play with it?
Yep.
Nope. Okay.
Again, I'm not using my deck.
Yeah, so my deck is more heavily weighted.
But I don't think I would.
My deck is more heavily weighted toward rush minions and weapons and, you know, bonuses to my attack. Yeah.
Which means
yours
you probably
is more about
use
your minions.
The next card. Yeah, you probably have Rampage in yours as well. Give a damaged minion +3/+3.
Nope. Notice.
No.
Give a damaged minion +3/+3. So I bet you use that in your deck.
No, it's not in that one.
Because your deck is all about damaging your minions.
Correct.
So this would be a good card for
it
that
would,
type of deck.
But I'm already putting Execute and Brawl in.
Yep.
I'm going to have the deck tweak so much it's not going to be Shady's deck anymore.
Now
next card is... Yeah.
You know how I feel about card draw decks, card draw spells, but this is one of them that I use a lot. I like it. Slam. 2 mana cost. Deal 2 damage to a minion. If it survives, draw a card. Excellent for your kind of deck, too.
If I want to hit my own creature, I could.
Yeah, because you like to hit your creatures to pump them up, correct?
Yeah, except my creatures, unfortunately, are usually only have, can only take 3. So it's very risky to deal 2 damage to these. I do have Slam in my deck, but I tend to use it to ping off his creatures, whether if he has a 1 or a 2 out there, I'll use it for that. And I, don't usually see the if it survives draw card part.
Yeah.
Maybe there's... more end game. I just haven't been getting there. As I said, I had a bad week this week.
It's important to note that most of the minions used in the Warrior deck are not actually part of the Warrior class cards. We've already named a few of them. You know, the Imani Berserker, that's another one. The Bloodsail Raider, that's another one. But then there's the Cruel Taskmaster. Actually, I think he is in the Warrior deck. We just didn't get to him yet. But I was looking for a very specific non...
Corcron Elite? Is Warrior. I see
yeah,
you're saying
is
not.
Warrior.
I apologize.
I'm talking about
I
things
apologize.
That are actually not Warrior. Like the Raging Worgen. A lot of these decks have Raging Worgen. And I did in my, beat up my own character to gain advantage. It's just I find when they only have 3 health, despite the benefit you get, to get +1 attack and Wind Fury is nice, but there's so many things that take out a minion with only 3 health. So,
especially when you've pumped them up and done it by damaging them.
Exactly. Then it's even easier. So, you do 2 damage to someone with only 3 health, and the mage or the druid just go pop, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting back to the Warrior classes, we had just talked about Slam. The next on the list would be Armorsmith, which is a rare. Whenever a friendly minion takes damage, gain 1 armor. It's a 1/4 for 2. Now, remember that epic card I talked about a couple of moments ago, the shield slam. This works well with a shield slam deck because you're gaining armor.
I do not have her in my deck.
Yeah. No, I don't have her in mine either. But if you're building a deck around the shield slam card, or as one of the mechanics or synergies of your deck, that card synergizes well with shield slam.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I'm picking up your throne down.
Okay. Now, Cruel Taskmaster. That is a warrior card. 2/2 for 2. Battle Cry, deal 1 damage to a minion and give it +2 to attack. So if you've got a minion that gets a buff just by being damaged, and then you get hit with the Cruel Taskmaster, which not only gives it that buff because it's damaging you, but gives you an additional +2 attack. Great combination. That's the one thing I miss about taking those cards out of my deck. That
right.
Combination was pretty awesome.
And then there's also the card, whenever a minion takes damage, you get +1 attack. Mm-hmm. So that gets pumped too. Again, another card to throw in there for synergy.
Yeah, you're talking about the Frothing Berserker.
Frothing Berserker, yes.
Yeah, so you bring out the Frothing Berserker, then the Cruel Taskmaster. Taskmaster hits the Frothing Berserker for 1. So now it's a 2/3, but Frothing Berserker gains an attack, making it a 3/3. And the Cruel Taskmaster's ability gave an additional 2, making it a 5/3. So suddenly, your 2/4 became a 5/3. So, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Next card, we're going into the 3s now, is Charge. And I'm not talking about Visa or MasterCard.
No.
I am talking about give a friendly minion +2 attack and charge.
Yeah, I don't use it. But it's a soulbound card, so it's a beginner level card. But do you use it?
Nope, it's not in my deck.
No. So, again, probably decent for a starting out warrior who doesn't have a lot of cards, but not something I use.
Shield Lock. You had mentioned this earlier. I also have 2 of them. It's immediately gain 5 armor and draw a card.
Yeah,
nice.
I like that.
Nice card.
Because over the course of the game, if you use it twice, that's 10 damage you've negated. So that's pretty good.
It's a good card. And
I
3
like
mana is really not a lot, you know?
No, it's not. So then we talked about the Frothing Berserker. That was the next one.
It's a 2/4 creature. Whenever a minion takes damage, gain +1 attack.
Yep, and it's a rare. The one after that, Warsong Commander. Remember the Warsong Commander recently got a big nerf?
Go back. Do you use the Frothing Berserker? Because this is not one of those characters that gets pumped by taking damage, but it does get pumped when something else takes damage. Do you have that one in your warrior deck?
Nope, not anymore.
Huh.
Not anymore. My deck is made up of mostly charging creatures, like the Corcoran Elite and Leroy Jenkins. Weapons, minions that make use of the weapons, like the Bloodsail Raiders, I have 2, for example. And, of course, I have Grimash Hellscream in there. And direct damage spells like Cleave and Slam and Whirlwind and X.
I think we need another challenge. Last week we had the challenge with the Druids, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
We promised we would fight each other, and we did.
But you may recall that we did that with the warrior, and I beat you the...
Not with this deck, though. I wasn't using this methodology.
Oh, you changed your deck. Your other warrior deck, I beat.
Right. So we should try it with this one, because this one is based on pumping your characters.
Okay. We're on.
Okay.
All right. So, we were now up to the Warsong Commander. And whenever you summon a minion with 3 or less attack, give it charge. That 3 or less attack didn't used to be there, and it was too powerful.
You want to hear what's going on with this card?
Why don't you tell us?
Okay. I threw out and I wish I had written this down so that I could do it without flipping all over the place. I apologize. I'm going to just tell you about the cards. Because, yes, I'm casual. I don't have them all memorized. Okay. I threw out the card. I cast her for 3. Proceeded to cast my Worgen. That is the Raging Worgen, which is Wind Fury and +1 attack. Because she was a 3/3, he was a red when he first came out, would be ready to attack. She gave him that ability, but before he did it, I hit him with damage.
Hold on, back up. Who hurt your Raging Worgen?
Nobody yet.
Oh, because you
I didn't get there yet.
Okay, so the Raging Worgen does not have one cure yet.
Yep, first I throw her out.
Okay, the Warthog Commander.
Correct.
Okay.
And then I throw out my Raging Worgen, which is a minion of 3 or less attack, and give it charge.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately, she gave it charge. Now I hit it for damage. It enrages, gets +2, and it's got Wind Fury.
No, so you have to attack a minion specifically.
Right, but I'm saying I cast a third card. The third card is the card that does 1 damage to another minion.
I've cast
her, the Warsong Commander. I've cast the Raging Worgen.
Then you cast the Cruel Taskmaster.
Then I cast the Cruel Taskmaster, damaging it. It gives him +2 attack, and he's got Wind Fury and +1 attack. So he is now a 6/3 creature with Wind Fury, able to attack the very round I cast him. Boom, 12 points of damage.
Right. So there are variants on that.
Beautiful,
you cast the Warsong Commander.
Thing.
Cast the Warsong Commander. Cast the Raging Worgen. Okay? You attack with the Raging Worgen.
No.
Once. Listen. You attack with the Raging Worgen once, okay? Because it's got charge. You damage a small minion, perhaps taking it out, a 1-1 or something like that. Now you're damaged, and now you have your Wind Fury. Then
that's another way to do it.
And it's got the plus. And then you can cast your Cruel Taskmaster, giving it additional 2, and that's when you attack your second time, but this time you go straight for the... Your opponent, or take out a bigger creature.
Yep. Well, I liked doing my 12 points of damage. That was just very pretty.
Yep.
And again, that's later in the game. You need 8 mana in order to do that.
Right. But remember, you have to attack with your Raging Worgen before you pump it.
No, you don't. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I see. Because when you summon, it's 3 or less.
It gives him charge immediately.
Yep.
Then you damage him, he's still got the charge on him, and you can slam away.
That's right, because it's what he was at when you cast him.
Exactly.
Not what you... Yep. Yep, yep. You're right.
I am.
So that's,
because I did it, and it was fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I've done similar things. Very fun maneuver. So we're going to talk about Mortal Strike?
Mortal Strike. Mortal Strike is a 4 mana casting cost. It is a rare. Deal 4 damage. If you have 12 or less health, you deal 6 instead. Nope, I do not have this in my deck.
Nah, me neither.
It's only 2 points more. I mean, it's really... It's
Huh?
It's a meh card. It's only 2 points more. Instead of dealing 4 damage, you do 6 damage. Whoopee, you already only have 12 health anyway. So, yeah, it's kind of a meh.
Well, it's 4 damage for 4 mana.
There are just so many things you could do with that 4 mana that's so much better, like the next card.
And the next card being...
The Arathi Weaponsmith.
Yeah. So, she's a 3/3 creature, minion. I keep saying creatures. It's the Magic of the Gathering that keeps making me say creatures. So, 3/3 minion for 4 casting costs. And I have 2 of these in my deck because I always want to have a weapon in my hand in my deck. And she's good at giving me one. And I can use her for fodder or for taking out some taunt creature. Because that's where I'm vulnerable against taunt minions. So the 3/3 could take out a grizzly with taunt. Because what I hate seeing are taunts that I can't deal with. And I have to waste my weapon charges on them. I want to use my weapons to bash my opponent in the face. No. Unless I've got really good minions out, in which case I'll use the weapons to take them out and then use my minions. But usually I prefer to most of the weapons do such good damage. You know, the Arcanite Reaver for 5 or whatever. But, yep, giving this Arathi Weaponsmith a play and getting a 2-2 and... you know, that's one more thing that my blood cell raider can use. You know, I know.
What, the tutu?
Turning my tooth.
I didn't see a blood cell raider wearing a tutu.
No, not a tutu. Stop it, you. So, turning my blood cell raider into a 4-3 when I could be turning it into something bigger, you know, is maybe not my most desirable play, but it certainly got its benefits. Because keep in mind, the blood cell raider is only a 2 casting cost. And if every time I put it out, it's got at least 4 attack power, that makes it a good card. So, yes, I like my Arathi Weaponsmith, and I use it. So,
that's right.
The next one is the Corcoran Elite, one of my favorite cards in the deck. 4-3 for charge for 4.
Nice card. I also have it.
Nice card. And we talked about the Arcanite Reaper earlier. That's 5 casting cost, 5 damage weapon with 2, what do they call them, endurance or...
Mm-hmm.
Durability.
2 armor.
Durability. No, it's not.
Oh, durability, yes.
It's durability, so I could use it twice.
Because it's not on you, it's on your weapon.
10 damage is great, just beware those oozes, the acidic oozes that... I've lost more Arcanite Reapers to acidic oozes than I care to count.
And
all
remember,
right.
When you damage a minion, you take much from the minion.
Right. The next is Brawl, one of my favorite cards to watch, as I've said many times on the program. 5 casting cost, destroy all minions except 1, which is chosen randomly. You have no control. It's an epic card. And I found this great combination. I'm sure many of our listeners have done this, so I'm probably not telling them anything new. But when I discovered it, I was like, oh my god, that's fantastic. And that is when I had my Sylvanas Windrunner out, and my opponent had some pretty hefty cards. I cast Brawl. Inevitably, Sylvanas gets killed, but her battle cry takes place at the end of the brawl. So if the sole surviving character is the one on my opponent's side, and hopefully it'll be not some nice, juicy, big one with special abilities, I get to steal that one remaining minion on the board for my own. And if it was one of my minions that won, then, you know, then I'm ahead of the game. But either way, if I play Sylvanas at the end of Brawl, I'm the one with the minion, not someone else.
Tricky, tricky.
So it was really fun to see that happen. Okay, Gore Howl is next. At first, I was hesitant to play Gore Howl because 7 casting costs for a 7-1 weapon just seemed like it was too much until I started making use of its special ability. So it's an epic 7 power. That's a lot. But only 1 durability, you say. Oh, but you can only use it once. It's a great endgame card when your opponent only has 7 health left. But otherwise, it's a minion cleaver because attacking a minion costs 1 attack instead of 1 durability. So the first turn, I take out a minion with 7 health. The second turn, I take out a minion with 6 health. And then 5, and then 4, and I work my way down. And then if there's no minions left, okay, I'll bash my opponent in the face with it. I love Gore Howl. I love it in-game. I love it out-of-game. My warrior in Warcraft has Gore Howl transmogged. So, you know, I went and fought Melchizar just to get it. Love this card. But not as much as I love the next one. You know what that is.
It is Grimash Hellscream.
Tell us what he does.
He charges. He also enrages for a +6 attack. He's an 8 casting cost creature. He is a 4-9. So, boom out of the box, charge for 4. And again, you've got something to ping him. With 1 point of damage, he can become a 10-8 creature with charge.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes. Very nice. Very
awesome.
Nice combo.
I had somebody steal him today.
Oh.
Yeah, a mage had the secret that you love so much that duplicates the opponent's card.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like a 10-8 Grimash out, and she copied it. It was not nice.
No. All right, so we are hitting the top of the hour. We did want to...
I thought it was bottom of the hour. That's what you said last time.
I change it up. I'm a woman. I'm allowed to do that.
Okay.
So go.
All right. So we have we have forgotten to mention Stitcher.
No, and I did actually, not forget.
No, no. In the past, in the weeks and the weeks and the weeks that we have been doing this, we haven't really mentioned Stitcher until you found.
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast and they shouted out somebody's Stitcher review. I said, Stitcher review? I didn't know Stitcher had reviews. We don't really use Stitcher much, even though our podcast is on it. So I went and I looked up Stitcher, A Worthy Opponent, took me right to our page, and lo and behold, there was a review. So I looked at the review, and it was such a very nice 5-star review from Crosley. Thank you, Crosley. This was the funniest review I've read. I'm not going to read it, but he actually quoted us from a particular episode where he thought we said something funny, and he actually typed out the whole exchange. Can you imagine somebody sitting there listening to us and typing it out? Oh, rewind. Type it out. But anyway, thank you, Crosley, for the one and only review we have on Stitcher. And it was very, very fun to see that there. Thanks again.
Right. Now, a couple of people in the chat room. And yes, thank you very much. It was a great review. It made me laugh because it shows you what people perceive and hear from their side when we don't really realize what's going on because this is our normal bantering. Okay, we have not done the rogue. We have not done the priest.
So next week is the rogue.
I guess. So if anybody wants me to try out a rogue deck, if I have the cards, I will do so. Go ahead and send them to us. I'll try out your card and tell you how it went.
Yes, Shaded. Send it over, Shaded.
But yeah, I had every card. I was really happy that I had every card that Shaded suggested in the deck I actually had, including Hellscream, which was nice. So that is pretty much a wrap for the week. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can email us, please do, at awohearthstone@gmail.com. Again, send us rogue decks, send us your battle tag and hours that you play if you want to in on the tournament. You can find us on iTunes and download us there. Send us a review if you wish. You can find us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. And that is it. I am Black Lace, and happy hearthing.
And this is Autumn's Bane, and happy hearthing. Have a great week. See you next time.
Bye, everybody. Yay, sunshine. So does your pirate wear a tutu?
No. No. Maybe my priest does.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.